This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. And here's what we're going to do today and the rest of the week. We're going to play a little game, because I don't know if you've noticed, but what Washington is saying this year about the fiscal cliff sounds a whole lot like what people were saying last year about the debt limit. So we're going to play some tape, some from this year, some from last. You are going to guess which one is which, all right? All right, so here we go. The Tuesday entry in the fiscal cliff time machine is the leader of the free world. Here you go, choice number one.
Let's ask the wealthiest Americans and biggest corporations to give up some of their breaks in the tax code and special deductions.
Okay, now choice number two.
We'll have more time to work out a plan to bring down our deficits in a balanced way, including by asking the wealthiest Americans to pay a little more so we can still invest in the things that make our nation strong.
Remember now, the object of the game is to figure out which one was last year and which one is this year, choice one or choice two. If you think you know, tweet us at Marketplace APM. All right, onward now to the other big topic this month, shopping, or stealing, if you will. Retailers are going to lose nearly $9 billion this holiday season to the five-finger discount. That's the estimate from Checkpoint Systems, which helps companies reduce losses due to shoplifters and crooked employees. That same study, by the way, says companies pass on some of those costs to consumers, which adds almost $100 to the average holiday shopping bill. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
Busting thieves is called loss prevention. That's what law enforcement veteran Robert Hansen teaches at Northern Michigan University. I asked him about some of the unusual techniques thieves use.
Well, we don't want to give people too many ideas.
Even babies can be tools. One of his former students saw a woman packing goods into a stroller. Things took a strange turn when security confronted her outside the store.
The woman picked up the child from the stroller and threw it at the loss prevention agent and ran away.
Keith White is Senior VP of Loss Prevention at Gap, Inc. His teams have caught people trying everything from stuffing hundreds of dollars of clothes in their socks to James Bond-like suitcases with false bottoms. He always expects a spike in crime around the holiday season when big crowds and hot items are in stores.
You have to magnify it by about three or four in the last quarter of the year.
Shoplifters are just part of what companies watch for. Inside jobs by employees actually account for more retail crime. Less common but dangerous are organized gangs that target high-value items. They can cart off thousands of dollars in merchandise in less time than it takes to run a TV commercial. Dan Reynolds is a VP at Checkpoint Systems.
Within 20 seconds, they'll have half of that aisle cleared out, makeup, cosmetics, fragrances, and out the door. So they're pretty sophisticated. They're fast.
Booster bags are tools of the trade. They're specially lined to foil security tags on products. Companies work to stay ahead of criminal technology. The challenge is to do this without turning stores into fortresses. Preventing theft is no good if it also prevents sales. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.